In an op-ed piece this week in the Washington Post, Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele outlined a seniors' health care bill of rights. He wrote that the Republicans were launching the campaign to ensure that our greatest generation will receive access to quality health care. Steele tells NPR the government program in place now, Medicare, is workable and valuable, but needs changes.
What makes it a valuable program is that it is the last line of opportunity to receive health care for a lot of our seniors, and it has been now since the 1960s. The problem is, as we all note, that the system has been raided over the years from time to time. It's become bloated, and in some cases, its efficiencies have not been maxed out. Therefore, it's running into problems where, you know, every few years we're having stories about Medicare falling apart, and you know, we've already projected it.
Steele favors targeted Medicare cuts rather than wholesale reform.
Don't go raiding the program without some sense of what we're taking from the program, the impact it's going to have on the senior citizens out there. You know, raiding this a program that's already bankrupt to pay for another program that we can't afford is not good public policy.
And more government is not the answer, says Steele.
You have Medicare, you have Amtrak, you have the post office, all these government-run agencies that try to inject themselves into private markets typically don't do too well.
NPR's Steve Inskeep did an extended interview with Michael Steele, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, and you can hear it at npr.org. And we'll have more on the debate over health care tomorrow on Tell Me More.